Chapter 16. Click and Jackpot. You have now finished the Peaceable Pause basic training program. Congratulations, and a super click and jackpot to both of you. If you have followed the program, you and your dog should now have a relationship based on communication, trust, respect, and understanding. You have laid a solid foundation for whatever you plan to do with your dog in the future. The two of you can look forward to a life of joy and companionship together. As Karen Carpenter sang in the 1970s, however, we've only just begun. In Part 3, I will explain how you can use the principles and skills you and your dog have learned to prevent, manage, and modify common behavior challenges. The simple Peaceable Pause formula for modifying unwanted behavior is in the Concept 4 section of Pat's Positive Training Principles at the beginning of the book. Think in terms of what you want your dog to do, not what you want him not to do. When you are thinking about your dog in this manner, problem solving becomes simple. 1. Visualize the behavior you want your dog to do. Have a clear picture in your mind of the behavior you're trying to achieve with your dog. 2. Figure out how to prevent your dog from being rewarded for the behavior you don't want. 3. Reward him consistently and generously for the behavior you do want. But before you begin tackling behavior issues, let your dog and yourself bask in the light of your training success thus far by thinking about some of the fun activities the two of you can do by using the training tools you have learned. The door is now open for you to pursue a canine career in agility, freestyle, tracking, animal-assisted therapy, obedience, flyball, frisbee, rally obedience, or just take relaxing hikes in the woods with your dog, if that is your goal. And a perfectly fine goal it is. If you haven't already, take some time to figure out what you and your dog enjoy the most. If you have a bold, active dog, agility, flyball, or frisbee might appeal to you. Agility involves teaching your dog to negotiate a series of obstacles, including jumps, tunnels, and teeter-totters, as well as weaving in and out of a series of poles. Although active and agile dogs, such as Border Collies, excel in this sport, any healthy dog can enjoy the agility challenge. Flyball is another great sport for the very active dog. In this activity, the dog speeds over a series of hurdles, touches a trigger on a box that shoots out a tennis ball, catches the ball, and speeds back over the hurdles to the owner. This is a team sport, done as a relay race. The fastest team, whose dogs all bring the ball back, wins. Jack Russell Terriers seem to love this sport. Border Collies also do exceptionally well, but again, any dog who can fetch a ball and jump a low hurdle can have fun with flyball. The excitement of team competition is a great motivator for canines and humans alike. Canine Frisbee is such a popular sport that it's hard to find a dog owner who has never seen a dog catch a flying disc. It is on television, at football games, in the local park. Dogs and owners never seem to tire of the game. Once again, the herding breeds, Border Collies, Australian Shepherds, cattle dogs, and the like, seem to excel at making those spectacular flying leaps. But dogs who have any athletic ability at all can master the art of disc catching. Owners sometimes get discouraged when their dogs don't fly through the air on the first attempt, but remember the technique I've used throughout this book to teach a complex behavior. Break it down into smaller pieces and work on a small piece at a time. You may need to teach your dog to retrieve the frisbee first and do short tosses directly to your dog, or even roll it on the ground until he can grab it from a foot or two away. Then gradually toss it farther and farther until he's ready to chase a frisbee with the best of them. If your dog likes to sniff, he might love to do tracking. if he's bold and likes to follow scent, and you have an altruistic and adventurous streak, search and rescue might be in your future. Tracking consists of teaching your dog to follow a scent that you have laid down for him until he reaches the end and finds a reward there. Although tracking is fun as an activity by itself, you can also enter competitions and win titles for tracking. Search and Rescue makes use of a dog's tracking abilities to find humans who are lost. Many kidnap victims, earthquake and avalanche survivors, and people who have gotten lost hiking in the woods owe their lives to search and rescue dogs. Dogs have even been trained to search for missing pets. Scent hounds, such as bloodhounds and beagles, are naturally suited to tracking work. But all dogs have very sensitive noses, and many different breeds and mixed breeds are well suited to do tracking and search and rescue work. Canine freestyle calls for creativity. Perfectionists might prefer traditional obedience competition, while those who like their obedience faster and freer might go for the new sport of rally obedience. Canine freestyle is also called dancing with dogs. It's sort of like pairs figure skating, only you do it with your dog and you don't do it on ice. You select your own music and choreograph your own routine, starting with the basic obedience exercises and embellishing them with all kinds of creative moves, such as spins and twirls, and having your dog weave between your legs, jump through your arms, and run around you in circles. If your dog can do it, you can probably include it in a freestyle routine. Traditional obedience competitions are offered by many different organizations, including the American Kennel Club, AKC, the United Kennel Club, and several mixed breed organizations. In an obedience competition, your dog must heel precisely at your left side and respond instantly to a single cue. Other exercises include come and stay, and in more advanced levels, jump and retrieve. You and your dog can win titles in obedience and even compete in national championships if you're good enough. Rally obedience is offered by the Association of Pet Dog Trainers, APDT, and the AKC. The intent of rally is to make obedience more fun. Instead of being very structured and formal like traditional obedience, you are encouraged to interact with your dog on a rally course. Instead of following a judge's instructions, you follow signs on a preset course, praising and talking to your dog throughout the run. Sighthounds might love lure coursing, while the terrier breeds might take to earth dog trials. If you lean more toward quiet adventure, animal-assisted therapy might appeal to you. The opportunities are endless, and they are just waiting for you to find them. Training is much more than teaching your dog how to behave. It is a way of being with your dog. Be fair, be kind, be positive. Be as loyal and honest with him as he is with you. And most of all, be joyful together.